And a good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're talking to two folks from the Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director Tracy Williams, along with Laura White Brown, blue, red, green, whatever the colors come after that. Laura is the FCS Extension Agent for the Chamber, and I want to thank both of you for coming over and talking with me today on The Front Page.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to be talking about the new leadership project that you'll be undertaking, and Laura, since this is kind of something I guess you're overseeing right now, I'm going to let you kick things off and tell us what you're doing.
All right, well, our leadership group just finally put the last touches on our project, and it is called Round County Cares Operation Donation. And what this is, it's a plan that we've created in case a natural disaster or an emergency ever affects Round County. This plan will facilitate donations in that time of need.
Well, this is not an unheard of idea. Other communities do this too as well. And if people think back, I mean, we've had some flooding here in recent years in the county. We've had some ice storms in recent years, and a lot of these things have put people out of their homes, destroyed their homes. So something like this, I would think, is badly needed.
It is. And when we were trying to decide on a project, we were a little hesitant to do this because we felt like it was a lot of taking control of things we weren't sure we wanted to be the head of. But it worked out really well, and it's something that we think is very needed in this area.
How will it work?
All right, well, what would happen is we have designated warehouses at all ends of the county. So if, for example, a tornado came through Round County and it doesn't hit the entire county, we have warehouses that we would use in different areas. These warehouses we would facilitate through our leadership team and working with the Center for Regional Engagement here at MSU. What we would do is we would be collecting donations, actual hands-on goods, not monetary donations at these warehouses. What we would do was we would collect these, itemize them based on the need of the county, and then we would distribute them to hubs across the county for distribution to people that need them.
So you'd have different staging areas around the county to work in these relief efforts then?
Yes.
Which is important, I guess, in case you have, say, a tornado that comes through and maybe it destroys a couple of the staging areas, but you still have several others.
Exactly.
Sounds like you also have a lot of people who bought into this idea and are involved in terms of just people and agencies, I guess.
We do. We have quite a lengthy list of agencies that worked with us. A lot of the local banks, U.S. Bank, Kentucky Bank, Citizens Bank, Whitaker Bank, they played a big part in helping us with this, along with the Center for Regional Engagement, Christian Social Services, the Emergency Management Team, both locally and at Frankfurt, and of course the Chamber also played huge roles in this.
What was U.S. Bank.
And U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Good. Don't want to forget anybody who's helping out in what is a very worthy project, but when you approached these people, were they pretty amenable to doing this? Were they excited about being involved with the project?
People were very excited, and they were looking forward to something just to have a plan in place. Hopefully we'll never need it, but in the case that we do, we are prepared in that aspect.
Tracy, I'm going to turn to you now, and I know that the Chamber has been involved in a number of projects over the years, and I guess this is the latest one, as we talked about, but it takes a little thought and a little planning to put these together, doesn't it?
It does. We had a meeting just this week with our new leadership class coming up, trying to decide on a project. We all met Wes Holland from Edward Jones. He is on our board of directors, and he shared his knowledge of the fact that they really need to look at the needs of this area and this county and then see what we can do to provide those needs. So we have been doing community projects since, I believe, 2009 is when we first required the leadership class to do one. And we have had Repair Affair. We worked with that for 2 years. We've had a Next Step program in which we were well ahead of the game in going into the schools and teaching soft skills such as interview skills, having mock interviews, trying to get our kids more college and career ready. And before all of this came about that they were required to do so, we were already in there working. We've had a personal development class, the Barbara Fannin personal development class. Now that has kind of coupled with the Next Step program in our teaching. So we're just doing the one class now. And then last year, this was a huge project, but we learned some very important lessons from what happened to our friends and neighbors in West Liberty. And we were trying to coordinate things here as well. And I think Ray White and I were getting calls 24/7 on people wanting to bring things in for West Liberty and where are we going to take them. And we ran into all these things that we really hadn't thought about or had any need to think about before.
So the light bulb kind of went on at that point.
It did. It did. And we are just trying to be now proactive in our stance. We call it the plan we hope we never have to use. But unfortunately, at some point, I'm quite sure that we will due to flooding or something happening. So I was very, very proud of this group for taking this on. It was a big project with a lot of working parts and a lot of partners. So I'm very excited to have this done. I think that our citizens should be very happy that this is in place. It had to be accepted by Frankfort. It will be attached to their emergency management plan. It's a pretty big deal for the folks here, and we're really pleased to have been able to help out on it.
Well, unlike in West Liberty, you were in an assistance type mode there. Now, in this type of a project, you'll be in the leadership mode of leading any kind of potential relief efforts that might happen down the road. Did you talk with maybe some of the folks down in West Liberty about what they went through and maybe got some ideas from them on what you could do here?
Oh, absolutely. We have checked other plans and looked at other things. Anytime you go into something like this, it's not... we don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. If there are ideas out there that we can tweak to fit our needs for our community, that's what we do. So we certainly had their assistance and their guidance in areas that we needed to look at while doing this plan. And even when something does happen, Chuck, you know, you learn as you go. So this is a plan. It's a detailed plan, but there are things that will change along the way. We tried to look very closely at not being wasteful, not to actually find out the needs of the people in need, working with churches and local fire departments, so that after it's over, we don't have to warehouse this stuff. We don't have anywhere to keep anything after things die down a little bit. So we're trying to look at specific needs so that people aren't giving things that are not needed and trying to be very specific about it.
Well, I always say that a battle plan is only good until the actual battle starts. And at that point, you have to adjust to the circumstances and the situation. But at the same time, it's important to have the framework of some sort of a plan in place so that you have something to adjust off of.
Right. And this group did an amazing job, and they researched it, and they spoke with West Liberty, and they got the guidance they needed, and they tried to look at every scenario. I couldn't be more proud of the plan that they produced. It should be a relief to all of us that we have something in place to be able to work with if something were to happen.
When you talk about these community leadership projects, the one thing that strikes me is that you ask this group to come up with an idea for something to do, but at the same time, it's not something that is finite in terms of it's, well, we're just going to do that this year. It's something that you'd like to see continued because you mentioned like the repair affair and a thing you did with the school kids and the readiness to work type stuff. This is something you hope to continue on.
Oh, we are always asking for sustainable projects. And I do tell the Leadership Academy if they are unable at some point to participate, I would like for them to find someone to take their place because these programs that they're developing are very important to our community. We're still teaching in the schools. We are still doing a lot of these folks this year that put this plan together are actually going to be on call for a long, long time. And they have put themselves up for if something happens, they know that they'll be called out to help set this warehouse space up. And so they're really saying, I'm dedicated for years to come to this plan to be able to help this community. So we're always looking for sustainable plans.
I think this is a great example of the value of having a local chamber of commerce. It's not just a group that sits around once a month and eats lunch together. It's a group that's trying to be active in improving things in the community.
Always. Yes, always. This is what the leadership class is about. This is what we're helping form leaders in our community. And I can tell you, Chuck, we've had so many classes. We've graduated well over 100 people, and there are very few meetings that I sit down in that there is not one of our leadership graduates sitting there. So they do carry on with. Oh,
these are graduates that have to remain connected to their school, so to speak, and
yes.
Involved.
Yes, and they have been.
Well, Laura, this is a pretty massive project, though, isn't it? When the leadership group took this on, I'm thinking about all the work it takes. And I know some of the other projects, obviously, are great projects, but this one seems like when we talk about a massive undertaking and a massive commitment, that really comes to mind when we talk about something of this nature.
Absolutely, and that's why we were so nervous to take on a project like this, because it is very massive, like you said. We had to be very detailed and specific. Like Tracy mentioned, we had to work with Frankfort and local officials to make sure that we had all areas covered that needed to be. We have a detailed chart listing how this plan would go into action, who would activate the plan, and then from that point how it would kind of trickle down into a hierarchy for who to call, who needs to go where, what volunteers can be needed. So it's very detailed.
Where did you start with this? And I imagine it had to take a long time to put this together, because as we mentioned earlier in the show, to do something like this takes a great deal of thought and planning and things of that nature.
It's taken us over a year to complete this plan, and there's still a few details that we're tying up. But when we started to brainstorm with our leadership group about a project, it was mentioned that the experience in West Liberty had just happened. We wanted to learn from that. We wanted to do something to prepare our county. We did not want to be the people in charge of anything medical related, anything that was out of our hands or out of our reach. So coming up with a plan to facilitate donations seemed to be the area that we wanted to focus on.
Well, and relief efforts are extremely important. There are a lot of relief efforts out there from various organized groups when you talk about, say, FEMA or the Red Cross or organizations like that. But at the same time, it always seems to take local people to help their local communities.
Well, one thing that we did learn through this, and it was made very clear to us, is when we have a disaster or emergency, it is our community and our disaster and emergency. And FEMA and Red Cross and all of these people come in for aid, but essentially it's us. And so they are helping us. We are not helping them when they come in. And I think a lot of people think, well, FEMA will swoop in and take care of things, or Red Cross. And they do, and we're thankful for it. But when it comes down to it, this disaster is ours. And we have to take care of our people, and we have to take care of everything that we can. So,
well, in the immediate aftermath of any type of a disaster, the ones that are there are the local people. It takes maybe a day or two sometimes for some of these relief agencies to get there.
Yes, yes.
And so with this plan, we wanted something that could be long-term, something that after organizations like FEMA and the Red Cross are not available, something that will continue. So with that, in this program, in this project, we created a long-term recovery committee. And the purpose of that committee is any monetary donations that are given in the time of need, this committee can decide where that money goes to be appropriate, what needs can be met with that money as well. So the project expands beyond our leadership group and involves people in the community that serve on this committee.
I don't know about how other people feel about it, but I like the idea in terms of when we talk about donating to a relief effort. And it's not that I mind donating. I've donated to various charities and organizations that have been involved before in relief efforts, but the idea of giving to a group of people I know, a local organization really appeals to me anyway.
Well, the first thing that everyone wants to do, as we saw with West Liberty, was how can I help? How can I help? We've got so many phone calls in our office. What can I do? How can I help? And where can I give money? And so what this group has done is we will be doing. It's not done yet. This whole project is very closely related with Christian Social Services. And Christian Social Services will be setting up accounts in all of the banks that Laura mentioned before so that these accounts will stay open. Once we open them and we'll let the public know that they're open, they can go in any time and donate for long-term recovery.
So you can do this kind of in advance just in case something happens down the road, so you have a bank account available to start buying things when you need them?
Absolutely. And we want people to understand and be clear that the money that they donate will be used for long-term recovery. This committee is working now to, it is chaired by actually one of our leadership group. Laura's husband, Gabe Brown, is chairing our committee for the long-term recovery committee. And we were told by the state that very, very, very few places, and we might be the first in the state, to set this up before a disaster actually happens. To set this committee up, go ahead and have everything in place before anything ever happens. So we're glad that we can be proactive and progressive and try to get this stuff ready. But the money that is donated will be spent after FEMA's gone, after Red Cross, after the other help that they may be able to obtain for what has happened to them, then we go into the long-term recovery.
Well, and that's a good point, because FEMA and the Red Cross will only stick around for so long, then they have to leave. But at the same time, there are people oftentimes still trying to piece their lives together after some sort of a disaster.
Exactly.
We're on the front page today. We're talking with Tracy Williams and Laura White-Brown from the Morehead-Rowan County Chamber of Commerce about their brand new leadership project, community leadership project. It's called Rowan County Cares Operation Donation, and we will continue our discussion in just a moment.
Support for MSPR is provided in part by Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky. With a $6 billion investment in our state and thousands of jobs at its Georgetown plant, plus thousands of additional indirect jobs through parts suppliers and vendors, Toyota is more than an automotive maker. It's an economic engine that drives the Commonwealth. Toyota Kentucky is online at facebook.com/visittoyotaky. Toyota in Kentucky, part of the economy.
Welcome back to the front page. We're talking about Rowan County Cares Operation Donation. It's actually the leadership project for the Rowan County Chamber of Commerce. They have leadership groups that come through and do various community projects each year. We're talking with Tracy Williams, who's the executive director of the chamber, along with Laura White-Brown, who's the FCS extension agent. And as we continue things, Laura, I'll ask you this. What's the next step in this process? It sounds like you've got the battle plan in place, but now what do you do next?
This month, we actually were able to work with Judge Jim Nickel and Mayor Perkins, and we established a proclamation that declared March Emergency Preparedness Month for Operation Donation. So we are working towards raising awareness about this plan, and hopefully that proclamation will help put that in place. Right now, our big thing is to advertise this plan and let people know it's out there, to become familiar with the plan and educate people that this is in place in a time of need.
Well, coincidentally, you're here today talking on the radio about that. That's
exactly
a good thing. That's really a good thing. What are possibly your other plans in terms of raising awareness? I mean, you want to make sure that today's show airs today and maybe again this afternoon or whatever, but at the same time, you want to make sure that people continue to think about you so that perhaps they make a donation, or when something happens, they think about you.
Right. We did an announcement on this project at the Chamber Luncheon this month. Then we are doing this radio show, a newspaper article on the plan. But outside of that, we've created some social media links that people can go to for this information. We have a Facebook page and a Twitter account. We're also linked with the Chamber of Commerce website, and we have an email so people can get different information through those social media outlets as well.
Well, this is a pretty neat idea. I really think so. I guess now you've got another leadership group coming in after that, and they'll have to try to top this. But if they can top this, it's going to be pretty special, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They make the shoes bigger every time they come and go. The Leadership Academy has really outdone themselves, all of them, on their projects.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat thing. I mean, and I think it speaks to the character and the commitment of those involved because, you know, it's one thing to say you're going to do something. It's another thing, you know, there's a buy-in factor is what I'm talking about here. It's not just about dipping your toe in the water and saying, you know, I'm verbally committed. It's about putting both feet in the water and saying, once something happens, I'm going to be there.
Absolutely. Laura's going to be there. She's
we'll
not going anywhere.
Well, would you like to recognize some of the people that have been involved with this project?
Oh, sure. In our leadership class last year, we had Gabe Brown from Kentucky Bank and Laura White Brown, of course, who is with us today. Bryce Yates from Morehead State University. Beth Long. We had Joan B. Craft, and she's with the City of Morehead. Kendall Barney. Donnie Davis with Morehead Utility Plant Board, Tanya Thurlman from U.S. Bank, and Jenny Frazier from Morehead State University. So these folks really, and we have some social media people in this. Jenny works in communications, and so does Bryce from Morehead State University. So, you know, there are a lot of things that come together. A lot of resources that this leadership group has to pull together for a plan like this.
And there's so many things to think about when you put something like this together. Did you, Laura, when you got involved with this, realize how many things would have to be put into place as you were kind of drawing this map up?
No, we did not. And we had several meetings with local emergency officials and as well as people from Frankfort came in and met with us and gave us information on things we need to consider, plans that we need to include within this project. So it was a lot more detail than I think any of us expected it to be.
Did you have some people in the room when you heard from some of these folks in Frankfort, maybe some of these other people who dealt with these types of situations, kind of looking at each other going, oh, wow, I had no idea?
We did, but it just motivated us that much more. We knew if we could get this done and achieve this, it will really pay off in the long run.
The one thing I'm getting, too, from you, and you kind of touched on it just a little bit, that when we talk about cooperation with other organizations. You've got the City of Morehead, you've got Rowan County involved. It's important to have their support and also be able to coordinate with them because you'll be working with them in case something does happen.
Right. So when we worked on this, we had to plan with law enforcement officials, fire departments, ambulance service. All of those people were involved in this so we can all be on the same page.
I know we're about to wrap up here in about a minute or so. If people are interested in getting involved, and let's say they'd like to make a donation now, can they do so?
We are working on that. We are getting ready to set up the bank accounts. And when we do, we'll let everyone know. And they can walk in any of those local banks and be able to give a donation. So we're working on that right now.
All right, so I imagine that information probably will be in the Morehead News at some point. We'll
it
keep
will
an eye
be.
Out for it.
And on the Chamber website.
All right, on the Chamber website. What's the website address?
It's www.morehedchamber.com.
And if you can't remember that, just run a search on
Morehead
Round. Yeah, Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce, and you will find it without a problem because
it's
I've
on
done
the homepage.
And the phone number? What's the phone number over there to the Chamber?
It's 784-6221.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming over and joining me today on the Front Page, and certainly best of luck with your latest project. Again, it's Rowan County Cares Operation Donation.
Thank you very much.
And our guests today from the Morehead-Rowan County Chamber of Commerce, Tracy Williams and Laura White Brown. I'm Chuck Morales, host of Front Page. We'll see you next time.